talking you off the ledge. Welcome. I'm Barb Goldberg of The Evil Stepmother Speaks. If you're listening to this recording right now, there's a good chance that you're frustrated. Let me help to talk you off the ledge. Maybe you feel as if no one is listening to you. Do you feel out of control because no one can see what you're trying to say? Do you feel as if you're being taken advantage of with little or no return? Are you asking yourself, when will it be my time? If any of these thoughts resonate with you, please know that it's normal. Completely normal. You are not alone. This recording is for stepmothers or stepfathers who need to just take a moment. This is your time. If you need to get some wine or water, please pause this recording. I'll wait for you to get back. So let's take this time together and get life in perspective. Let's take a couple of deep breaths, quietly and deeply. Breathe from the depth of your soul. Let it all out. Just breathe. Whatever brought you here to this space, let it just sit. Just sit. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. The Buddhist tradition gives great advice on how to be a quiet magician of life. Buddhists teach a practice of compassion. The most effective way to offer yourself and others compassion is to do so with objectivity. Literally, look at yourself as if you are a third person and become a watcher. And do the same with others. Watch from the sidelines and offer others the best. At times, when you feel panicked, exhausted, angry, or frustrated, say and wish the following, which comes from the Metta Bhavana practice of Buddhism, and say it for yourself and others. May you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. Saying these statements out loud and watching as a third party changes your world. Buddhism teaches that you are the watcher, that regardless of the things that go on around you, you are simply the energy that watches. When one gets too attached to things or gets caught up in the hurricane of life's events, we forget to be the watcher or the experiencer. We become caught in the hurricane instead of being calm like the eye of the storm. Pretend that you're watching yourself from the sidelines. Talk to yourself as if you are the third person, and do the same with your family members. And say, may you be well, may you be happy, may you be free from suffering. Take another deep breath. And let's review how we got here. Once upon a time, we found our perfect mate. Nowhere in the story did it mention that our perfect partner had children and an ex. As our hope ran eternal, all we wanted was a life where we are loved and where we loved others. And if we looked into our hearts, we know that this loving feeling has not changed. Perhaps as you listen to this recording, you are feeling disappointed, but most importantly, you may be feeling scared. Do any of these fears make your heart skip a beat or resonate the truth for you? The children just don't like me. Those children just don't want to live with me. The ex doesn't like me. Everyone sees me as a homewrecker or an evil stepmother. My marriage is not going to work. I am losing my power. I am never going to have enough money. I am so afraid of those arguments, and I'm afraid of the unknown. Once again, if any of these fears have seeped into your brain, know that this is completely normal. You see, when your life goes in a different direction than you've experienced in the past, your brain will trigger the flight or fight instinct. You know this one. It's been built into the human body to protect us. Originally, it was protecting us from predators, and it still does that. But often it gets triggered by the mere experience of the unknown or when expectations are not met. Think of when the fire alarms are triggered when you're cooking something on the stove. It's really hard to get that alarm to stop ringing. It's the same thing here. This flight or fight instinct lives in the ancient part of our brain, known as the reptilian or lizard brain. The good news is that we can shut off our lizard brains and stop that alarm from ringing. Remember, it's hard to think straight when these thoughts or those alarm sounds are ringing in your ears. So here's what you do. Go back to the philosophy of the Buddhists. Look at your fearful thought as an objective observer. In fact, I want you to give your lizard brain a name. Yes, I said a name. Call it Bob. Call it anything, but give it a name. Feel free to pause this recording while you think of something. Okay, you should have a name. Talk to your brain. As an example, let's call the brain Bob. Say things like, Bob, please quiet down. Bob, I am safe. Bob, it's okay and I'm okay. That thought is not real. Whenever you feel any of these types of thoughts popping up in your head, like, my marriage won't work, I hate those kids and they hate me, I'm gonna have no money, talk to your lizard brain in the third person, call him by its name. It may sound funny, but it works. And also, feel free to buy a lizard for your desk or anywhere where you can see it to remind yourself that he's there to protect you, but you can certainly talk him off the ledge. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. Remember, you are the watcher, that regardless of the things that go on around you, you are simply the energy that watches. When one gets too attached to things or gets caught up in the hurricane of life's events, we become caught in the hurricane instead of being calm like the eye of the hurricane. So the next time you're frustrated by your stepkids, the ex, or your partner, remember to step back and look upon the situation as a third person. Step back. You don't need to be so involved. Try to look upon your life as if you are watching from above. Also remember, our lives are meant to be lived along a change cycle. This cycle of life goes round and round, and it's completely normal. To envision this cycle, picture four squares, and envision yourself traveling from one square to another, just like a video game. Our journey on this cycle starts with a catalytic event, something that shakes our world. It could be like a divorce or a remarriage or whatever incident drove you to listen to this recording. These life-changing events shake your ego to the core and you feel as if you've lost your identity. It's when you start asking, how did I get here? It isn't supposed to be this way. And if you're feeling this way, welcome to square one, the home of death and rebirth. Grief is a critical state when you're in this square. You grieve the way it once was and start to accept the changes. You can expect to see denial, anger, and depression occurring in waves. This square represents death and rebirth and is characterized by the feeling of, I don't know what's going on, but that's okay. In other words, confusion is a healthy, normal part of life. It's okay. There are no rules for how long you may need to stay in this phase or how many times in a lifetime you revisit. This quadrant may make you feel uncomfortable and scrambling to get out. It's completely normal, and it's okay to feel this way. You can tell me if I'm wrong, but I believe you are talking about living in square one when you think about the shakiness of your family. It may feel as if stepfamilies have more events than throw them into square one, and I can totally understand this thought. There are more family members, and the emotions run high. so it makes sense that you and your family would spend some time here. But being in square one is important for human development. It's absolutely fine to be here. You and your family need to stay here for as long as you need. It's important to remember that it's okay to move in and out of this quadrant. In fact, this journey is a gift. One might even suggest that it's more fun to be in a step family than a quote, normal, unquote family. The travels are more interesting and adventurous. It may feel as if even the little things toss you back into square one. And as you know, with a divorce, with our children moving back and forth from one household to another, when they leave us after a weekend, you desperately miss them, and then you feel so sad that you wish that they could live with you full time. Then 2 weeks pass without having them, and you start to forget what it's like to have them there, and the house is quieter, and maybe you just leave square one. Next thing you know, it's time for the children to come back, and you feel anxious. You want things to be perfect for them. You start falling back into square one. When they arrive, you're happy, but the change is jarring. The house becomes noisy, and you worry about everything going well. Then you settle in and just love living with them and being with them. The weekend ends, and you fall back into sadness as you watch them leave. Maybe you've been falling in and out of square one without realizing it. And perhaps the rest of the family is doing the same. With our visitation schedules alone, a step family is probably more apt to spend time in active change. That would mean that we're all in some type of emotional turmoil much of the time. But be cautious about how you view these circumstances. Remember, it's okay to feel this way and to feel as if things are out of your control. Embrace the uncertainty. It is a gift. You are all learning how to adapt. It's like becoming the fittest of the species. The second square is called square two, and it's called the dreaming and scheming quadrant. In this square, you start creating ideas and dreams. You're excited and you start to make a concrete plan. This square is characterized by the phrase, there are no rules and that's okay. You may have been here when you were planning your wedding and thinking about your future life as a stepmom or stepdad. Did you dream about the great plans you had with your stepchildren and new partner? This is the feeling you have in square two. Most of us envision one big happy family where everyone loved to be together. We would laugh a lot, the bio mom and stepmom would be great friends, we would even do holidays together. We may have dreamt about how you can make the family happier. These dreams are lovely and they still may come and go. And again, this is normal. Your dreams and innovative ideas help you maintain your core vision for your family. And visioning is an important key to reaching your family's promised land. Keep those dreams coming and act as though they are happening. Remember, you may have a setback, and that's okay. This too will pass. The third square, square three, is called the hero saga. This is when you have a deep understanding of your family. As with all things in life, there will be challenges, but you will overcome them. And this is the formative stage before the promised land, and things are going pretty smoothly. But square three is also characterized by the setbacks that you'll have executing your plans. Sometimes you may end up back in square one. Remember the times when you thought you had your family under control, then something happened, and you were back wondering how you could pull this family together? It could be something as simple as a snide comment that makes you feel disappointed, as if the air has gone cold. You probably ask yourself, when is this going to end? Which is quickly followed by that age-old question that all stepmoms and stepdads ask, when will this get better? The slogan for this cycle is, this is a lot harder than I expected, but that's okay. The promised land is square four. It represents your plan at work. You're competent and relaxed, tweaking things here and there. Your family is functioning, and the mantra for this cycle is, everything is changing, and that's okay. When you ask yourself, when will this get better? You're thinking about what it would be like in square four, the promised land. Here's the important message. At any time, you can be thrown back into square one. In fact, you will be sent back there on many occasions. This is the story of your life unfolding. The change cycle is not a contest. It's not bad or good to be in any particular square. It's okay to be wherever you are. You are where you're supposed to be. And one more caveat. Remember that different pieces of your life may be in different quadrants of the cycle. Your career may be in square four and very calm, while your family life is in square one. At the same time, your spiritual life may be in square two and leading you on a wild search. This is how we travel through the quadrants and weave a life. Your family is fine. It is weaving its own life story. By understanding the change cycle, you can meet people where they are. This includes your stepchildren, the bio parents, friends, and family. You can accept all of them as they are. And when you meet people where they are, they will do the same for you. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be free from suffering. If you'd like more support for you and your family, you can find me, Barb Goldberg, at theevilstepmotherspeaks.com. The site is a place where we give practical advice for stepfamilies that want to love and laugh. Namaste.